He didn't give blessing out just a little bit. You got to change your mindset. You got to renew your mind. You got to fill your heart with the word, and you got to be a doer in giving. If you remain stingy and selfish, you always be broke. Stuff will always be tight. If you're always thinking about yourself, you're not going to walk in this. But when you learn to operate in these principles in the kingdom of God, hallelujah. And say, he daily loads us up with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Glory be to God. I say, even the God of our salvation, he loads us up with benefit. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Psalm 115, are you with me so far? Psalm 115 and verse 14 and 15. It said, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. See, he just don't want you blessed. He will increase you and your children. And I can go on to say, and your children's children, and your children's children's children, because that's the God he is. Hallelujah. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. See, you're not trying to get blessed. You're already blessed. But you got to learn how to activate it. You got to learn how to operate in it. You got to learn how to release that blessing and let it flow, because the increase come with blessing. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, I still got to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7, where I stopped. Verse 8. He said he's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you have an all sufficient in all things. Remember that verse 8? Then he said what? In verse 9, what did he say? As it is written. He has what? Dispersed abroad. He given to the poor. It is written, he has, talking about the person, had dispersed abroad. He given to the poor, and his righteousness remains forever. See, that person that operate in this, your righteousness remains forever. God's righteousness remains forever. He'll never do anybody unjust that operate in these principles. Hello? He dispersed abroad, he give them to the poor. Now watch what happened. His righteousness remaineth forever. All right. He said in verse 10, now he that what? Minister seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and what? Multiply your seed sown. Other words, if you can understand this, when you in this administration, when you sow your seed, God will do you just like Jesus did, that little lad. He sowed 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, and not only 5,000 men, women, children got fed from that, but he left that with multiplied blessing. 12 baskets more than 2 fish. I don't know if he could take that all home. He probably had to have some help. But my point is, he multiplied your seed sown. When you sow your offering, you ought to release your faith in that giving. And when you sow that, hallelujah, and he multiplied your seed sown, and then he'll increase your harvest. 20 rolls of corn will bring you more than 2 rolls. More than 1 acre. 100 acres will produce more than 2 acres. So God said, when you sow your 2 acres, I'll multiply it to 100 acres. Just give it a figure. Because he multiplied. What is the purpose? You're sowing, And you're increasing. For what reason? The blessing that comes up. There's a whole lot of people need to hear the gospel. And what is the hinder from preaching the gospel? The main part, we said, well, we would have some old land if we had the money. We would be on this station if we had the money. We would go here if we had the money. But that's why you sow into it, so whatever the Spirit of God say for this ministry or whatever ministry that's operating under his jurisdiction and his principle, and whatever he says to do, the ministry can do it. Because those people sow, Paul was able to take that money and bless those people. Am I right about it? So what I'm saying, God wants us to understand, when we operate in these principles, he know how to increase you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you sow, you ought to release your faith and know that God, because he said it, and he's not a liar, I'm expecting my harvest to increase. I'm expecting my harvest to be bigger or larger than the seed that I sowed. Hallelujah. Why? Because grace has supplied this for me. The blessing of the Lord said, make it rich and no sorrow come with it. Listen, the Lord shall increase you what? More and more, you and your children. Listen, Ephesians 1:3. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the God, rather, and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. With all. How many? All. He said we are blessed with all spiritual blessing. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So therefore, he said in Psalm 35:27, let them shout for joy that favors my righteous cause. Let them continually say, look at this now. Let them continually say, the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. If he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, what about his children? Following God's principle in being obedient to give the way that he says to give will always result in increase and abundance. For it was his covenant plan to bless, and his place, and he placed his covenant blessing upon his covenant man. Then he told him how to operate in it. And I got about 1 minute, and it's already ticking. And most saints have avoided it, and then others have operated in it and have not learned how to take the advantage of it. And this is it. In Malachi 3:8, he said, will a man rob God? Ask the question, will a man rob God? Y'all got to get this. I'm closing on this. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? Are you here? Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offering. See, some people bring the tithe, but they don't bring the offering. So you had no bait. He said, in tithe and offering. I'm going to say it again. In what? Tithing and offering. Now watch this. He said, you robbed me how? In tithe and offering. Ye are cursed with the curse. And here's the deal. We think about curse. what he's saying, you cut me off. Because if you want the blessing to flow, you got to keep the seed sowing. You got to keep sowing the seed. You got to keep obeying what I tell you to do. But when you cut me off, you open up the curse, because that's what the curse will bring. When you don't bring and you don't operate in this principle, this is what will happen. And here you out here struggling. Here you out here, that curse thing is eating up your money. And there ain't no blessing on it. You just out there doing on your own, trying to make things work, trying to get ends to come together. And ain't no power working for me in your money. Good Lord Jesus. And you out there on your own trying to make your money work. But I got grace over here that this curse can't come. And what you put your hand to do shall prosper. And when you sow your seed, it don't become tainted. It does not fall off the vine before it time. It will come to maturity. And you will continue to increase. And that's what he's saying. The Lord shall do what? Increase you more and more. You and your children. Are you in the house today? I took 2 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody getting help today?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This grace that God had given to the church, that no saint should be poor. Because they did when there was poverty and lack at Jerusalem. What happened in the second chapter of the book of Acts? They sold the fourth chapter, I believe. Let's see. Because fifth chapter, Ananias, I believe fourth chapter. What happened? They sold their land and brought the price of it and did what? Laid it at the apostles' feet. And here come Ananias and Sapphira lying about them. And they wind up dying, didn't they? Because they lied about it. Amen. So you want to allow God blessing to flow, because I'm telling you, it's at the door. Many are not aware of it, but there's a transfer. There is happening now, a transfer of wealth for the body of Christ. Not for you to store it up. Store it up on yourself. It's for the church to get the job done in the last day, that we can go anywhere God tell us, build anything He tell us to build, go wherever He tell us to go, preach wherever He tell us to preach, and get people born again, and feed the hungry, and bring release to the poor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I said enough. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.